to the Laundry Chat podcast, a place where we help each other sort out life's laundry. My name is Molly Marco, and oh my goodness, did you hear that? I just got a text message, and that like never happens. So of course, when I'm about to sit down and record a podcast, I get a text. So sorry about that. Let's just jump into what we're going to talk about today. I titled this podcast, Three Reasons You Probably Think You Suck and Why You Don't. Because, I don't know, I guess lately I've just been feeling a little bit down, and I kind of figured that you guys probably are in the same boat, or have been, or will be eventually, and I kind of just want to bring to attention what you're maybe feeling and give a voice to that so you can kind of figure out what it is and get rid of it, and hopefully start feeling a lot more like yourself. So the first reason why you probably think you suck is because you're comparing yourself to other people. And this is something that you hear a lot, even on social media, ironically, about comparing yourself to one another. But it's really true. Comparing, at least for me, it makes me feel like everything in me is just like shriveled up, you know? Like if I see someone doing something really great, I just automatically feel like they're the sun and I'm just like shriveling up in their light, you know? And that whatever I had is nothing compared to what they were doing. Or, you know, what they look like, or, you know, how many followers they have, or, you know what I'm trying to say, kind of? I always say this, is that you can't compare yourself to other people, because you and that other person are just so different. I had given this explanation in one of the videos I had done, where, you know, it's like a tree comparing itself to a flower. They can't, because they're not even the same thing. Like, each of us as people are so different from one another that it's really dumb to compare. That being said, though, it doesn't mean that that doesn't stop you from still comparing yourself to other people. But it does help to remember that two people can both be good at the same time. You and the other person can both be beautiful at the same time. You both can be good at writing at the same time, or running, or blogging, or I'm trying to think of other things that people do, like planting, maybe sports. Like, you guys can both be good simultaneously. Like, just because someone else is good at something doesn't mean that you can't be too. I wish that we would compliment each other more as people instead of comparing. I wish I too, like, complimented people more, you know, was more willing to think less of myself and praise what the other person has done, because I would want someone to do that for me, you know? So maybe the next time you're comparing yourself to someone, maybe, like, compliment them instead. If someone like gave a speech in class and it was like really, really good, instead of being like, wow, like my speech is not going to be as good as hers, like you can just say, hey, like you did a great job on your speech. And then I feel like it kind of like humbles yourself a little bit into not being all about yourself, because when you compare yourself with other people, it is kind of a selfish thing to do if you think about it really. Like, you're on a scale, you know, and you're just measuring yourself up. Like, but when you compliment someone, you're sacrificing that, like a little part of yourself in a way, even though it is extremely hard and I'm not very good at it. Another thing that people often say about comparing is that you shouldn't compare yourself to others, but you should just compare yourself to yourself, which I think sometimes that's okay. But I think that's where I struggle a lot and get kind of confused a little bit. Because if I'm comparing myself to myself, or like if I'm comparing myself to yesterday's self, or if I'm comparing me to last year's self, I like can get really down. Because even, okay, let's use Instagram as an example. Like, if I post a picture and I used to be getting, you know, this amount of likes, and now the picture I just posted isn't getting as many likes, like I'm comparing myself and beating myself up about something that's just like, it's really dumb, you know, to do that too. So I would just watch like how you think and how you're thinking about yourself and what you're using to measure yourself up to. In this world, there's no measurement that is right. We shouldn't use this world as a way to measure ourselves and compare ourselves. The only thing that we can compare ourselves to is honestly, I mean, I guess it would be Jesus, I suppose. And I don't even think we're supposed to compare ourselves to Jesus. I think we're just supposed to try and reflect him. Jesus is the sun, literally and like figuratively. if you think of him as the sun, instead of like making other people like the sun, like I said before, like shriveling up because you think that they're so great. If we make Jesus the sun and we, instead of shriveling, we become reflectors and we just reflect that light to the world, I think that that's a much better way to live. And it definitely would make you feel like you suck a little less. The next reason you probably think you suck is because you're scared. It could either be about what people think of you. Maybe you're scared of failing. Maybe you're scared of losing people. Maybe you're scared of a project that you want to start or a dream that you have, or it could be anything. I mean, maybe you're just scared of yourself and you're scared of feeling, or I don't know. There's so many things that we're scared of. And I think that sometimes we don't even think of it as being scared because we just kind of always feel it all the time. This kind of like underlying fear of whatever we do, we might not be good enough. But a lot of times I think that we're scared because it means something special to you. If you're scared about losing people, it's because those people are special to you. If you're scared of a dream that you have or a business you want to start or a project you want to do, it's because it means a lot to you. And I've heard this too, that procrastination is just pausing and not doing something that we really actually want to do. You know, it scares us. So then you end up doing nothing and then you sit there doing nothing about something that you really want to do and you feel like you suck. I guess for this this kind of fear and this being scared, I would say don't let the fear freeze you. I think instead of letting it freeze you, meet it with just a flame. You don't need much. And soon it'll just start a fire. And you'll be able to do things that you never thought you would. It could lead you to somewhere that you didn't think you'd go. And it's all because you just took a step. And you lit a flame. And instead of letting it freeze you, you started a fire. Honestly, all it takes is a little faith. I've seen that with my brother and his donut business. If you guys didn't know, he has a donut business. He started when he was 16. And that is something that I see in him a lot, is he just has faith in what he does. And I don't think he doesn't let fear hold him back ever. You weren't made to be still. You were just made to be. Don't be scared of who you could be. And don't be scared of who you are now. I think it's so cool that God equips us with everything that we do need for whatever he puts in our hearts. And if not, he puts the right people in the places where we need them. I can't tell you exactly how God is going to orchestrate your life and write your story, but it's really cool to find out. And I don't want fear to stop you from figuring out what your future could be. The third reason you probably think you suck is because you don't like the way you look. I don't know if this is for everyone, but this definitely goes for me and is often the reason why I don't think that I'm worth anything or that people wouldn't like me. It's the reason why it's hard for me to leave the house sometimes or hard to go out in social settings. I guess I just have this idea of how I want to look and how I want people to see me, that it stops me from doing things, and it makes me not feel like I'm capable of doing things, which is such a dumb reason. It's such a stupid thing to let stop you, but the mirror is a powerful thing, and the brain is too, and when we don't have control of it, we can go out of control really, really fast. But yeah, I included this on here because I wrote this in my email. If you didn't know, I have an email list that I send out every Monday morning, except normally it's Monday nights, and it's kind of been more Tuesdays. I normally send these out on Tuesday now, but I don't feel like people care that much. Anyways, on my email list, I had wrote and I had talked about just like how you have sad days. And I was having a sad day, so I went on a run kind of trying to figure out, I don't know, I don't even know what I was trying to find, but I was just running from something. I asked God, like, you know, why am I feeling like this? Like, what is going on? He didn't answer, so I kind of was forced to be honest with myself, I guess. And I realized that whole day I had been going through not feeling like I looked good. And it was just bothering me, and it made me just like sad the whole day. It's hard to know sometimes if God is really talking to you or if it's just like your own voice in your own head, but there's a thought that came to me, and I feel like it was God saying, he said, Molly, like, it doesn't matter how you look, you can still make people feel the same way. So if I'm 10 pounds heavier, I can still make people feel joy. And if I'm 10 pounds lighter, I can still be a friend to someone, or if my hair looks greasy, I can still send someone a card or something. And how you look doesn't affect the way you make people feel. It should never. I mean, my mom always talks about this too, about wishing that she was blind, you know, even for a day, just to not depend on our sight so much and to just feel more. And I'm a person who feels quite a bit. Like, I feel everything, sometimes too much, you know, a lot of times. But I would just love to not have to worry about what I see and just kind of base things off of what how people make me feel. And it's crazy because a lot of the time, like, we see ourselves through a different way than the rest of the world sees us. I feel like all of us are looking at ourselves through, like, a microscope all the time. It's hard to take a step back and actually see us for who we are. Because if you're feeling like that, I can guarantee you that people don't see you the same way that you do. So if you look in the mirror and you think, like, I look so bad today, or, you know, why would anyone like me? Like, people don't think that about you when they see you. I've never once thought about that about anyone. And I would be surprised if there was someone who would say that they have. And if you think about it, you'll never be able to know how you make someone feel, or you'll never feel yourself how you make people feel. You know what I mean? Like, you go through your day and you just live your life and you're who you are and you interact with people and that kind of thing. And you don't get to feel how it feels when you say hi to someone, or the way that you make people feel when you ask them about their day, or the way that you make people feel when you smile at them. Like, you don't get to be on the receiving end of how you make people feel. And that's, like, the most important part about who you are. So you're missing the other side of the story. Okay, sorry. I got another text. Oh my gosh, you guys, this is insane. This one's actually from my mom. So shout out to my mom. Thank you for texting me. But anyways, back to the conversation. I want to remind you that you are God's artwork. I think one of the key and most best parts about art is that sometimes people don't get it at first. There's not a definition for art still, even though I know that I took an art class and we tried to define art, but it's almost impossible. So you are something with no definition. You don't need to fill in some kind of checkbox list of things that you need to have. Straight teeth, a certain weight, tan skin. Like, you are art and you are not in a box. So stop trying to put yourself in one. God didn't make you to live there anyways. And it really sucks sitting in a box. Trust me, I know. I sit in one quite often. I'm in the box with you. But you don't need to live there anymore. You don't need to put yourself in one, because there isn't much you can do when you're in a box. And you can't really help anyone when you're there either. If you're feeling this way, sometimes I think one of the best things you can do is tell someone about it and to talk it out. Like I said, that's half the reason why I'm talking about it now, is because it just kind of helps me put things into perspective and to help me realize that the walls that I have built around myself aren't really that big and they're not really that strong anyways. And I'm definitely strong enough to knock them down. And so are you, whoever you are listening to this. You're definitely strong enough to overcome whether it's comparison or fear or the box that you're in because you don't like the way you look. Whatever makes you feel like you suck, you are stronger than it. Anyways, that is it for this episode of The Laundry Chat. If you want, you can turn the episode off because it's officially over, but if you want to save for announcements, I have about 3. So the first announcement is that you guys are super cute. I did my first Instagram poll and I asked you guys what kind of thing you wanted me to talk about, and a lot of you, it was tied because I said either a story or tips, and it was 50-50 for a while, and kind of in the middle of it, I was just like, well, I'll just record this. And then, oh, sorry, I got another message. Are you kidding me? Anyways, okay, so it was 50-50, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of recording, everyone said story. like story was, like, leading the way, and I was like, I didn't record a story. I definitely recorded, like, 3 tips. So you'll get a story eventually. I definitely have some. So thank you anyways for everyone who voted. You guys are just so cute and fun, and I just love hearing from you. And the second thing that I want to say is that I have a few guests that I am really excited to interview, and one of them I'm going to interview super, super soon, and they're just a really, really cool person. And that's all I'm going to give you guys. So make sure that you stay tuned and watch out for that episode coming soon. And the third thing is, if you guys are listening on iTunes, I would love it if you guys gave it a review. I think you can just do it by stars, or you can leave a comment or something, but that just helps, I guess, in the rankings of the podcast and just makes it easier for people to find it. So if you could do that, that would be great. But if not, that's okay too. So yeah, I think that's about it, other than the fact that I really appreciate you listening and I think you're super sweet, and trust me, you're doing a great job. Yeah, I need to go do my laundry though, actually. I've been doing in between recordings, like putting my laundry in the wash and then to the dryer. And now I have 3 loads that I have to put away. So I will be doing that after this. But yeah, anyways, until next time, I can't wait to see you. Well, talk to you. I can't wait to talk with you. Bye.